Ed Sheeran with Don't There on 98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nick's Morning, everybody. Just coming up for 8:45 on your Thursday morning. Now, there have been reports that a Russian crime gang has, incurred a massive security breach, getting their access to more than 1.6 billion internet username and passwords. So, look, it makes me a little bit scared about my internet security. So, joining me on the line is IT specialist Stephen Fenwick from thetechguide.com.au. Morning, Stephen. Thanks so much for joining me.
No worries. Good morning. How are you going?
I'm fine, but I'm a little bit worried about my internet security. This is frightening. 1.6 billion online passwords stolen. Is this accurate? Can this actually happen?
Yeah, well, the story's reportedly coming out of Russia that this crime ring has captured all these passwords and username combinations. And this isn't just an amateur organisation. These are actual professional cyber criminals who methodically attack databases and check their security to see what kind of information they can glean from their attacks, and it turns out that they've built up quite a collection. So it's more important than ever to have security, be security aware, and have a solid password.
Stephen, where has this information actually been stolen from? I'm hearing reports about a US security firm called Hold Security.
Yeah, there's various. I've heard a few other things what they do is they target various databases using a certain code that they've created,
right.
And what they do is they earmark these databases to then pillage from them later on. So it's come from a number of from well known organisations. I haven't actually named them, but I think if you do get an email from a site that you're a member of or some kind of service that you need to provide a password, it may be that you have to change your password. But I think we should be very careful with our passwords anyway. I know in this case they've just gotten into a database and stolen them, so that's kind of on the websites to be a bit more protective of their customers. But it is important though for us to have really secure web passwords, and something that's a little bit creative, not something that's easy to crack. I think it's silly to have a password that's so easy anyone can guess it. So you've got to assume that people are trying to crack you into your system. So you need to have a password that you can remember, that's secure, and that it's not the same password that you use across all of your services.
Stephen, just quickly, what kind of passwords and usernames are we talking about? Are we talking about like access to bank details, email accounts? Is that what we're looking at?
Quite possibly, yeah. Well,
wow.
A lot of banks have different encrypted systems now where you don't actually use your name to log into your account. You're just a number.
Mm.
So that'd be a little bit harder to crack. And I think banks are leading the way with security here. So I don't think that's going to be a worry. But other sites that you visit, maybe sites like eBay or PayPal or things like that where money does change hands, and various shopping sites as well, you need to be aware of that as well. You need to have those secure passwords, have different passwords for your different accounts, and don't just have 123456 or ABCDEF. Mm. Be a bit creative with your passwords, and you stand a better chance of staying secure. But I think that down the track we're going to have to look at ways where the password's going to be irrelevant. I think there needs to be more secure ways that we need to protect ourselves, and by that I mean using things like your fingerprint or even a retina scan where it is impossible to imitate you. There's only you are in possession of the only copy of that fingerprint, that retina scan. So I think down the track you're going to see a little bit more of that that's going to be impossible to crack.
Well, certainly you can't go wrong with a fingerprint, that's for sure. How often should we actually be changing our passwords?
Well, they say that you should change your password every 3 to 6 months, but you look at the number of sites that we access now that needs a password, and we're even social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, you name it, we need a different password. And if you're on eBay, if you're a member of a particular website, it is difficult to remember all of them, but and to change them often. But if we want to stay ahead of the cyber criminals, they are counting on us being lazy. They're counting on us being having a password, the same password across all our accounts. And if we aren't vigilant like that and we are lazy, then we may fall victim.
If people can crack into some, I think the obvious ones where people let their guard down a little bit more are things like the social media, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. If people can hack into those accounts, can they also gain more personal information about people?
Yeah, I think, well, that's kind of the holy grail for cyber criminals, is that personal information. I think passwords aside, I think people have got to be careful they don't share too much information about themselves online. There's cyber criminals, there's full-time jobs for cyber criminals out there who just trawl the internet trying to get all your personal information. So the less we share online, the better. I think we need to be very careful. We're sometimes oversharers when it comes to that sort of thing. So sharing things like your name, address, your phone number, that's enough for a cyber criminal to give you a pretty bad time.
Certainly some very good tips there. Stephen Fenwick from thetechguide.com.au, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Power FM plays the Hunter's hottest hits, which means we can play stuff like